Mr. President, will the senator from Texas yield for a question?
I'm happy to yield for a question to the senator from Kentucky without yielding the floor.
There's been some discussion of the senator from Kansas.
Rex Lantford here with yet another Day Page, and great news. Since the world didn't end overnight, it's time for more Day Page-ish stuff. And the Ted Cruz filibuster in Congress continues. That's what you're hearing in the background, although the voice is that of Rand Paul, who's helping out at the moment. Cruz, Paul, and other Republicans are dead set against the Affordable Health Care Act, also known as AHA, or Obamacare. More on that in a moment, but first these points. A 7.7 magnitude earthquake struck in a remote area of Pakistan. Back in April, a 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck Iran. Democrats are said to see the government shutdown threat as an opportunity to make electoral gains in 2014. The U.S. is forced to remove its drone fleet from Djibouti as accidents have upset residents nearby Camp Lemonnier, home to counterterrorism operations in Yemen and Somalia. President Obama promised that America would continue to be policeman to the world in his UN speech. Samsung and Amazon introduced new tablet devices. David Hubel, Nobel-winning scientist, died at age 87. In Sweden, the Pirate Bay founder's hacking fraud sentence was reduced moments ago. Reporter Dale Galvik denies writing a pivotal article blaming Syria rebels for recent chemical attacks. And the Westgate Mall siege in Nairobi seems to finally have ended. Obamacare is, and by the way, that's Rand Paul with Ted Cruz filibustering in the background there. Obamacare is without a doubt a mixed bag. It offers some key features like continued support of children who take ever longer to leave the nest and coverage of pre-existing conditions, something that will end much suffering and financial disaster. Obamacare is also intrusive, linking your health care information with the IRS and your income tax return, not to mention the NSA. Still, Republicans' assertion that it's the most unpopular law in history is not supported by the facts. Depending on the poll you read, public support of the law has shifted around the 50-50 mark. Now that filibuster continues, but Day Page will outlast it. We'll be back tomorrow with another Day Page. Past pages are at daypage.net, and it's a production of Radio InfoWeb. See you tomorrow.
Everything I want, I'm going to get.